Good morning and happy Monday, friends. Along with a weekly episode I share each Wednesday, where I talk with people about what hospitality looks like for them, I'm hoping to also share these shorter, more laid-back episodes on Monday, where I will do Q&As to answer specific questions about hospitality, recommend books and tools that have helped me along the way, as well as read quotes or excerpts that have encouraged me in this endeavor. Today, I wanted to introduce myself a little more so you have a better idea of who I am and where I'm coming from as you listen to later episodes. If you've been following me on Instagram or listened to the trailer for the show, you know that I am a wife and mom to four little boys, originally from Texas, but currently living in Israel. We've been here for almost 2 years now, and as of right now, May 2023, we only have about 2 months left before we head home to Texas, which we are very, very excited about because Chick-fil-A and family and friends, though probably not in that order. Backing up a bit, I grew up in a home where hospitality was common. My dad was a pastor for most of my childhood, and we regularly had people in our home. My mom is not someone who loves the spotlight, but she was a wonderful hostess, and I consistently saw her model how to love people in our home by caring for their needs and being a good listener. Because of that, I went into marriage looking forward to be able to host and invite people into my own home. There is a short phrase that Josh and I often say to each other and to our children, and it is this: people matter. They matter because they were created in the image of God and because every single person has a soul that will live eternally. So we value people over every other created thing, and hospitality, which in the New Testament literally means a love of strangers, is a beautiful way to model this kind of love towards all people. As I think back to the first few years of our marriage, I remember hospitality coming from a more self-centered point of view. It was motivated by what sounded fun or who sounded easiest to have over at the time. It was a start in the right direction, but it would be a while before God would begin to mature my beliefs in this area. When my husband began seminary about 6 years ago, we knew he would be working 25 to 30 hours a week as well as going to school full time, and decided to schedule a reoccurring time of hosting on a monthly basis. We knew that without it already written into the schedule, it would probably go by the wayside, but it was something we really wanted to preserve. So we started what we called First Fridays. I emailed four families from our church that I knew lived within a few miles of us, some who we knew well and some I only barely knew, asking them if they'd like to join us for dinner on the first Friday of every month. I would make soup or something easy to share with a large group, and everyone else would fill in with sides and desserts. When we first started hosting these dinners, we had about 10 adults and 9 kids, but by the time we had our last dinner, 4 years later, we had changed and grown. One family had moved away, we added a few new families, as well as a few new babies, and we're now hosting about 29 people on the nights everyone was able to come. In 2019, I read Rosaria Butterfield's book, The Gospel Comes with a House Key, and if I can credit one thing to completely changing my mind and heart on this topic, it would be that book. It blew the lid off of any insecurities or hesitations I had towards reaching out to the people who lived around me. I suddenly understood that hospitality was not just something we did when we wanted to have a good time with friends, but ought to be something that compelled us to think of others more highly than ourselves, and that it was a tangible way to mirror what God has done for us in calling us into a relationship with Him and making us family. So when the world came to a screeching halt a few months later over COVID, it seemed like the perfect opportunity to start using hospitality in a new way to meet the needs of the people around us. I printed out little flyers with our picture on it and a short message introducing our family, and let people know that if they needed someone to pick up groceries for them or bring toilet paper by, we would love to help. I finished with our phone number, and the boys and I spent an afternoon putting them on the doors of every house on our street. And suddenly, after living in that house for 3 years and still not knowing most of our neighbors, I was getting texts and calls from neighbors up and down the street. There was one person in particular who I'd tried to say hello to and befriend in the past, but they wouldn't even make eye contact as they walked by. But now they were suddenly stopping at my house to chat every time we were in the front yard. It opened the door to so many relationships, some of which I've continued to this day. And now we live in Israel, where hospitality has become an actual lifeline for me and our family. We moved here almost 2 years ago, knowing absolutely no one. And yet having people in our home has become one of the things we enjoy most about our life here. We live in a small apartment with no backyard, It came furnished with the orangest couches I've ever seen, and I really dislike the color orange, and cooking is more time-consuming than it was in the U.S. But there is nothing I enjoy more than sitting around our table or on those orange couches, sharing a meal or coffee and dessert with new friends. Hosting in this season looks different for us. We regularly have people in our home who we barely know, whose first language is not English, and often with people who don't know Christ, and the opportunity for gospel conversations have abounded. And after years of living in an established community of friends and family, moving to Israel has given me the chance to know what it feels like to be the outsider, to be lonely and isolated, and to benefit from the hospitality and kindness of near strangers in a new country. I now know from personal experience how much it means to have someone invite you into their home when you feel like you're desperate for a friend. So while a love for people and hospitality is something that God has been growing in me for years, it is not at all something that I have learned to do perfectly. True hospitality, the kind that loves others more than it loves to put on a good show, is not something that comes naturally to me, but something that I hope to grow in with all of you as I have these discussions with so many women who are learning to work this out in their own homes. Ultimately, I am motivated to be hospitable because I have been the beneficiary of the greatest hospitality. I was once God's enemy, but Christ gave what cost him everything so that I could be called the friend of God. It is my privilege and responsibility to invite others into that same friendship, and I believe hospitality is one of the greatest tools for that endeavor. I want to leave you with this encouragement from Romans 15. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God.